Well, I think the today's message, the subject is the overcomers.
今天信息主题是得胜者。
This is a very big subject.
题目很大。
Because recently, the church Bible study, actually the past week, we already end the session, Revelation 22. We already finished.
最近召会读经进度读完了，读到了启示录。
For next week, that we will begin a new cycle. It will take 4 years.
下周起，四年的循环即将开始。
I think all weekly schedules are published in the newsletter. We need to follow the Bible reading schedule faithfully.
盼望圣徒们能够紧紧跟随召会的读经进度。
As in the past weeks, we were on the book of Revelation and also the end of Old Testament. Old Testament.
上周我们读完启示录，新约也读完了旧约的读经进度。
Well, it basically concerned on the Lord's second coming.
这两个都讲到主的第二次再来。
And as we all know, when the Lord comes, there will be a judgment.
我们都知道主来的时候要有审判。
The ones who were approved by the Lord will go into the wedding feast. The ones who were rejected, who were not known by the Lord, will be out in the darkness and gnashing the teeth.
主所称许的要进到主的婚宴里，主所不称许的要在外面黑暗的地方哀哭切齿。
And therefore, we all desire to be overcomers.
所以我们都应该盼望做得胜者。
And this subject is very serious concerning our future.
这关于我们将来、未来的是非常严肃的一个题目。
So a few weeks ago, that the brothers asked me, "Well, do you have any burden to share again concerning any topics?" Last time we had a special fellowship concerning how to get along with the saints and how to manage our finance. I think in the springtime.
几周前弟兄们问我说，有什么负担可以交通？我们大概在四月份春季的时候有一个特别的交通呢，讲到圣徒们之间的关系和如何理财等等。
And then at that time I didn't have any burden, but I said I will seek for the burden from the Lord. And after a few weeks praying and in a prayer meeting, the Lord suddenly gave me a burden concerning the overcomers, because this is very crucial. We know that the Lord's coming is near. We need to prepare ourselves. We need to know what is overcomer, what the overcomers overcome.
当时我没有负担，我说等我寻求一下。所以我在一个祷告聚会里的时候，这个负担就来到这里。那在这个就讲到得胜者。那我们需要知道谁是得胜者，什么是得胜者，得胜者胜过什么。要如何得胜与预备主的再来。
So I spent a day seeking and I prepare an outline. Well, in the beginning I did not know how much what I will cover. I just pray and start from the beginning to the end. I made 4 pages, very long.
所以寻求了一天，刚开始不知道如何预备，那预备了一段时间就这个有4页的纲要在这里。
And I put all the verses in the outlines for us to reference the verses. For each point, there are the Bible verses.
那每一点我都放进了参考的资料，参考的经节。
We do not have enough time to cover all, so some of the verses I think are left with the saints, you have to read by yourself, and some we may read together.
那没有时间讲过所有的经节，所以就留给大家有些回去的时候再读。那今天我会讲过一些的经节，另外一些留给你们回去读。
Let's come to the outline. The first point said, first Roman numeral. What does it mean by overcoming in the Bible?
纲要第一点，圣经中所说的得胜是什么意思？
It's very important. What do we overcome?
很重要，我们是要胜过什么呢？
What does it mean, overcoming?
得胜是什么意思？
Okay, so there are 5 points here to explain. Number one, overcome God's enemy, Satan.
第一，要胜过神的仇敌撒旦。
It's a very foremost point to overcome God's enemy, God's adversary, Satan.
胜过神的仇敌撒旦是我们要得胜最重要、最主要的一个项目。
Then the three points telling us what God's desire was and how Satan to frustrate his desires. Now, number one, A, God's heart is to have men representing him to rule over the land.
这三点呢，讲到神的心意是什么，以及撒旦如何阻扰神的心意。第一大点说到神的心意乃是要人代表神得权柄治理地。
God created man and appointed man to represent him, to have dominion over the land, to rule over the land.
神造人，要人代表他治理管理全地。
But Satan poisoned man, and it usurped the land.
撒旦毒害人。并且篡夺了地。
Well, let's first read. I think this verse in Genesis 1:28 is important that everybody may know, but I like just to read again. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth."
创世记章二十八节，我们或许知道，这很重要，让我们来读它。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要繁衍增多，遍满地面，并制服这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”
That's God's heart.
这就是神的心意。
He wants men to rule over the land.
神要人管理全地。
B.God's heart is to gain an eternal counterpart, which is his spouse.
所以第二，神的心意乃是要得着一个永远的配偶，就是他的队友、配偶。
2 Corinthians 11:2 says, "For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, for I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ."
零后十一章二节，我以神的妒忌你们，因我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要得着一个贞洁的童女献给基督。
So God's heart is to gain a spouse, his wife, to be with him.
所以神的心意是要得着一个配偶，他的妻子为着他自己的。
Okay, it explains in C. God's counterpart is the body of Christ, church.The ministry of Christ is to build up his church.
所以第三点就解释了，这个配偶乃是基督的身体召会。那基督的职事就是要建造召会。
God's central burden is to gain this, his spouse, his wife, that is church. And that is the church, the body of Christ. And the ministry of Christ is to build up.His church. So the work of Christ is to gain his spouse and build it up.
所以呢，在这里说到神永远的心意就是要得着一个配偶，就是基督的身体。那这个召会， 那基督的职事就是建造教会，所以简单来说，基督的那个工作就是要得着一个配偶，建造起这个配偶。
All God's heart, all work He is doing, is to gain His counterpart. It's not for man just to worship Him as God, but He wants to gain a counterpart.
所以神的心头所要，他心目所渴慕的，就是要得着这个配偶，还不是要人来这里敬拜他而已，乃是要得着他心头所爱的配偶。
Ephesians 5:29, we are very familiar with this verse. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the church, because we are members of his body. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak with regard to Christ.And the church.
所以以弗所书五章二十九、三十二节很重要。从来没有人恨恶自己的身体，总是保养顾惜，正像基督带教会一样，因为我们是他身体上的肢体。为这缘故，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督与教会说的。
So God is marriage of men and women to represent His desire.To gain his spouse.
所以神用丈夫、妻子、男人、女人这个婚姻呢，来代表他心头的渴望，他要得着一个配偶。
His spouse must be matching him in virtues and attributes.
所以他这个配偶啊，在各方面，无论是在属性、在美德上，都必须与他是配合的、
Therefore,
相配的。
His ministry, his work is to perfect the church.
所以他的职事，他的工作就是要成全教会。
So that his church can match him.
好使他的教会能与他匹配。
So he gave gifts to the church to perfect the church, to build up the church, as described in Ephesians 4:11 and 12.
所以他就赐给了恩赐，这些恩赐就是为了要成全身体，成全圣徒。
We read it, and he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto building up of the body of Christ.
所以这就可以在以弗所四章十一节、十二节所看见，他所赐的有些是使徒，有些是圣言者，有些是传福音者，有些是牧人和教师，为要成全圣徒，目的是为着执事的工作，为着建造基督的身体。
So four types of gifts that God gives to perfect the body of Christ.
所以神赐了
the church
四种恩赐来成全身体，建造教会。
But Satan is trying his best to frustrate, to stop all God's work.
所以撒旦竭其所能的要阻扰，要停止神的工作。
So the central theme of overcoming is to overcome Satan, so that he cannot stop God's work.
所以得胜者主要所做那个中心的工作，就是要什么胜过撒旦，叫撒旦不能够停止神的工作。
D. Satan is God's enemy, his adversary, his work is to stop and frustrate God's work. Therefore, overcoming is to overcome the enemy.
第四小点，撒旦就是神的仇敌，神的对头，他的工作就是拦阻并破坏神的工作，因此得胜呢，就是胜过仇敌。
We have no time to read the verses, but I encourage the saints to read those verses by yourself.
没时间读经节，请圣徒自己读。
The second is overcome the world.
那第二个要胜过，就要胜过世界。
The enemy used the world to distract.God's children, the Christians, to do something else, to be in a fashion, to be away from God, not to care for God's interest at all.
所以撒旦呢，就用世界来打岔，使圣徒偏离了，在这里不顾到神所要的啊，在这一面拦阻神的工作，一面叫圣徒打岔，不顾到神的工作。
So the overcomers is to overcome the world.
所以得胜者要胜过世界。
Okay, I think this verse is very good. Let's just read. 1 John 5:4-5. For everything that has been begotten of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory which has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith is the thing that we can overcome the world.
所以约翰一书五章四到九节，因为凡神所生之物就胜过世界，胜过世界的就是我们的信心，请注意，乃是我们的信胜过了世界。
And who is he who overcomes the world except he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
所以胜过世界的是谁呢？不就是那信耶稣是神的儿子的吗？
Only the ones who believe Jesus is the Son of God who can overcome.
只有信耶稣成为神的儿女的人才可以胜过世界。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Today, all we're here,are the ones who believe our Christ Jesus.
今天我们在座的都是已经信入耶稣基督的人。
Son of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are qualified to overcome the world.
所以我们够资格能够胜过世界。
Amen.
Amen.
Number three, overcome the environment.
胜过环境。第三。
All the environment upon us are some trials.But the overcomers can overcome this environment. I think Romans 8:35-37, it describes all situations, all the difficulties we are facing. But if, you know, the last sentence, but in all these things we more than conquer through him who loved us.
所以一切临到我们的都是一个试验，也可以说是一个试炼，所以我们在这里呢，要能够胜过这个环境，就是这里经节上所说的这一切，因为在这一切的事上，凭着他爱我们的，我们已经得胜有余了。
Praise the Lord，
赞美主。
And number four, deny oneself and do not love his soul life。
第四点，要否认己，不爱自己的魂生命。
Very famous verse.Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
马太16:24节，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当否认己，背起他的十字架，并跟从我。
Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony,And they love not their soul life even unto death.
启示录十二章十一节，弟兄们胜过他，是因为羔羊的血，并自己所见证的话。他们虽然至于死，也不爱惜自己的魂生命。
Oh, to deny yourself.
哦、oh, ，要否认己啊。
Not loving your soul.
不爱魂生命。
Very difficult.
很难哦。
If we live in our soul, ourselves, our flesh.How can anyone can deny himself and not love his soul life?
我们如果活在魂、活在自己、活在肉体里面，怎么可能有人能够否认己、不爱自己的魂生命呢？
We must be renewed.
所以我们必须要得更新。
And we must be enlivened by the Lord.
必须被主点活。
And by the Lord that we can overcome.And we can deny ourselves and not love his soul life. Not the soul always obey his flesh. Only we turn to our spirit that we can reject our soul. The enemy use our flesh to distract us.
所以我们在这里呢，总是要依靠主，凭着主才能够在这里否认己，不爱自己的魂生命。因为己啊，总是顺从肉体， 啊，乃是借着转向邻里，凭邻里生活，而在这里否认己，不爱自己的魂生命。
Number five, overcome the fall of the worldly church, the fallen churches in Revelation. In Revelation, there are seven local churches in chapter two and chapter three. Only two are good. Smyrna, which was a persecuted church in the second, in the first century, and the church in Philadelphia with brotherly love.That the Lord approves.
所以在这里呢，第五终点，胜过属世之教会的堕落。启示录中堕落的教会，启示录第二章、第三章有七个教会，其中只有两个是主所称许的，一个就是士美拿受逼迫的教会，第二个教会就是腓拉铁非教会，那是弟兄彼此相爱的教会。
The other five are fallen.
其他五个都堕落了。
Well, where they fall, they.You know, the Ephesus lost their first love.
以弗所失去了起初的爱。
Pergamos is a worldly church.
别加摩世界的教会。
As the Roman Emperor Constantine take the Christianity and make it national religion and brought the world to Christianity and even useApollo's birthday as the Lord's birthday and celebrated worldly. And today it becomes so commercial. You don't see anything of Christ.
But Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah. 所以在这里呢，坎斯坦丁大帝他就把这个基督教定为国教，所以政治与这个宗教混在一起。他甚至用亚波罗这个异教之神的那个生日作为主耶稣的生日，就产生了今天所谓属世的商业化的这个所谓的圣诞节。
Well, it's holding the teaching of Balaam for idol worshiping and the teaching of Nicolaitans, that is religious hierarchy.
所以在这里呢，这世界的教会持守巴兰的教训、拜偶像和尼格拉一党的教训、宗教阶级的制度。
There's a clergyman and layman in that system. There's totally annul the function of the saints.
所以这里有神职人员和平信徒，完全抹杀了圣徒生计的功用。
That's what God hates, and that is where the church falls.
所以神恨恶的就是这个制度，所以教会也因此而堕落了。
And Thyatira is apostate church, tolerating Jezebel who commit idol worshiping.And spiritual fornication.
所以推亚推拉就是被盗的教会，容许耶洗别拜偶像，并属灵淫乱的实行。
Roman Catholic, and they have so many idols.
罗马天主教许多的偶像啊。
Need to pray to these idols in order that you can convey your prayers to the Lord.
所以在这里需要向偶像祷告，才能够叫你的祷告听主答应。
It's idol worshiping.
这就是拜偶像
，as the teaching of Jezebel，
也是耶洗别的教训。
And they also marry the politics have all everything to do with worldly politics in the past history。
从历史看见，宗教与政治联婚，所以就所有都跟政治掺杂在一起了。
That is spiritual fornication。
这就是属灵的淫乱。
And also Sardis，
还有沙迪。
It's Protestant churches, the Reformed Church, that they're unable to keep what are received from the Lord.
所以这是更正教改革中，他们不能持守主所赐的。
The Lord starts the recovery and reveal many things to the church, but they could not keep. They receive but not keep.
所以主借着他们开始了他的恢复，启示了许多东西。他们虽然接受了启示，但却没有不能持守住。
And Laodicea，
还有老底家
，complacent and lukewarm， that's after Philadelphia，
自满和不冷不热，就是在腓拉铁非之后的那个召会。
When you feel we have everything， there's no need for further revelation。There's no need. We got already everything we have. And then become complacent. complacent and then lukewarm. The Lord said, I hate that. I even want to spit it out from my mouth.
所以当你觉得一切都有了，什么都知道了，什么就不需要再有别的了，这个时候你就自满，变成不冷不热，主就要把这些人从口中吐出去。
So corporately, the church must overcome all these teachings and conditions.
所以这个召会团体的来说，要胜过所有的这一些堕落。
And individually, we need also see that corruptive conditions and fallen conditions and overcome that.
所以个人的呢，我们要看见召会中这些的堕落，从其中得胜出来。
Roman numeral two，
第二大点
，overcomers the corporate aspect。
所以得胜者团体的一面。
And also there are individual aspect in Roman numeral three。
那第三大点呢，是讲到得胜者个人的一面。
So very importantly, we have to see overcomers in God's eyes mainly as a corporate matter, as a corporate overcomers.
所以在这里我们要看见得胜者在神的眼中主要的还有团体的这一面。
Individually, your self-efforts are very, very difficult.
所以个人呢，自我的努力是很难的。
If you are not in the body of Christ, you want to be an overcomer.
想要做得胜者，而不在基督的身体里
，It's very difficult，
真难。
There are some indeed，
是的，的确是有
，but difficult，
但却很难
，because there's only one。But if we are all together as a body， and we can make it，
所以那就当我们众人都在身体里成为一的时候，我们就可能成为得胜者。
Let's see, number one.
好，我来看第一点啊。
Seed of woman, man child.
得胜者是女人的后裔，男孩子。
And Genesis 3:15 clearly says, the seed of woman overcome and bruise the head of the serpent.
创世记三章十五节很清楚说到，女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
Amen.
Amen.
And Revelation 12:5, the man-child is a corporate body, or the overcoming sense in the history, and who are the strong part of the church will shepherd all the nations and with an iron rod.And her child was cut up to God and to his throne. So this is man-child is the aggregate of the saints of the overcomers.
所以在启示录十二章五节这里说到，妇人生了个男孩子，这男孩子乃是团体的，是历代里面那个得胜者的总和，也就是在基督的身体召会里刚强的那一部分。他要将来要用铁杖辖管万国，他的孩子就要被，就是男孩子要被提到神和他的宝座那里去。
And also number two, it says, Zion in the city of Jerusalem typifies the corporate overcomers in the heavenly Jerusalem, the church, that is, the perfected, mature God-man.
所以在这里呢，团体的得胜者也是耶路撒冷的锡安，预表做属天耶路撒冷的召会里的团体得胜者，就是得成全并成熟的神人。
Mount Zion, I quote this verse, Hebrew 12:22. But you have come forward to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels to the universal gathering.
所以那这里提到锡安山呢，我就用了希伯来书十二章二十二节。但你们乃是来到锡安山，来到活神的城，属天的耶路撒冷，来到千万天使整体的聚集。
So Mount Zion signifies heavenly Jerusalem.
所以锡安山代表属天的耶路撒冷。
Physically, Jerusalem is a mountain. There are two famous mountains. One is Mount Moriah, and which is Temple Mount today is called.
所以在这里讲到这个锡安山，当然有物质的，这里面有两座非常有名的山，一个就是摩利亚山，那就是圣殿那个。 根基啊所盖的那个地基的地方。
Now, aside is Mount Zion, is a little bit taller, is the tallest one in Jerusalem. But it is inside Jerusalem.
是，那在这个摩利亚山旁边比它稍微高一点的就是锡安山，也是还是在耶路撒冷城内的，却是这里最高的一个地方，锡安山。
It's not much, much higher, but little bit higher.
不是很特别的高，只是稍微高一点。
But that Mount Zion represents, signifies the overcomer saints. It's a corporate body.
所以，但是这个锡安山呢、啊，稍微高一点，却代表什么？得胜者，这个团体的这个神人，这个是得胜者。
You want to be in Mount Zion? First, you need to be in Jerusalem.
你想要上锡安山，成为锡安山，首先你就必须是在耶路撒冷。
If it is not Jerusalem, there's no way that you can come to Mount Zion.
如果你人都不在耶路撒冷，是根本没有办法能来到上到锡安山的。
What is Jerusalem?
什么是耶路撒冷？
It's the chosen place that God wants.
就是神所拣选要的那个地方。
It's a fully recovered church.
那就是被恢复的教会。
That God desires.
神意愿所要的那个教会。
What is the church today?
那今天来讲，这个教会是什么呢？
It's a recovered church.
就是主所恢复的教会。
We have to come, praise the Lord, today that we are in the recovered church.
赞美主，我们今天都在主恢复的教会里。
And just a little bit higher, then we will become among Zion. We'll stand among Zion.
只要稍微高一点，我们就能够站在锡安山上，成为这个锡安山。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We need to treasure the Lord's recovery.
我们要宝贝主的恢复。
We appreciate the fact that we are in Lord's recovery.
我们宝贝这个事实，我们是在主的恢复里。
And we have a hope to become corporate Mount Zion.
我们有个盼望，我们能够成为团体的锡安山。
And Revelation 14:1-5 it says 144 virgins to follow the Lord, and they are overcomers. They are first fruit to the Lord and being raptured on Mount Zion.
所以你看，在启示录十四章一节就看见。在锡安山上有144,000人，他们是团体的得胜者，他们要被提来到这个锡安山上。
Praise the Lord！
赞美主。
That is the corporate aspect。
这就是这个团体的一面。
Number three, the parables of the reward and punishment of servants who conduct business for the Lord. It refers to the matters of the works.In the church.
第三重点，主忠信仆人做买卖的奖赏和赏罚的比喻，就指的是在教会生活中的行动。
Matthew 24:14-30, the Lord tells a story, a parable of giving talents to the servants. One have 5 talents, the other have 2 talents. Most all the servants have 1 talent.
就在马太福音25章这14-30节的，就说到主把恩赐或者他领的赏赐给人，有的得了是5 talents，有的是2 talents，但是很大部分人都有，都最少有1 talent。
The ones who have 5 talents and 2 talents trade the talents with others, and then gain 5 and 2 respectively.
这5 talents、2 talents的人做买卖，也在这里赚得了另外的5 talents、2 talents。
And the Lord approved these 2 types of servants.
主就称许这两个的仆人。
But the general saints, the servants with 1 talent doesn't do anything. It just buried in the ground. And the Lord says, "You are a sloppy servant. You should use your talent and at least to give to money changers and to make some interest on it."
所以呢，在这里啊，大部分都是1 talent的。那1 talent做什么？就把银子埋在地上。那主回来就说：“又懒又饿的仆人，你最少啊，把送给兑换银钱赚点利息也可以啊。”
The Lord does not approve this, and
所以主不称许啊这些1 talent的人。
Actually, what are the talents?
那这个恩赐或他连得是什么呢
？The talents are Ephesians 4:11 we just read those 4 kinds of people.
那他连德是谁？就是以弗所4章，我们刚刚想到有这4类的人
：apostles，
使徒
；prophets，
伸言者
；evangelists，
传福音者
Shepherd and teachers.
牧人和教师，这是第四类。
These are the talents that the Lord gave.
是主所给的这些恩赐。
We have to use the talents and gain people, gain those who have the same talents.
我们要用从主所得的恩赐来得着别人，成全别人。有得着这个恩赐。
Many traditional Christian teachings is the talents is to just be to be evangelists, to preach gospel, to gain people.
所以大部分在今天基督教里面，所有传福音恩赐人，只是传福音得着人而已。
But this parables tells us this is the works of the church.
其实这个比喻给我们看见，这是教会的工作。
We have to be in the church.
那意思说
，the context of the business is in the church.
必须是在教会里，你在教会这个兑换里面，这个行动呢，是应该在教会里做的。
We gain those who can perfect the church.
我们要得着一些人，他们能够成全教会啊。
Bring people to God.
把人带到神面前。
Just not to save people believe in.My job finished.
不仅是他带人得救之后洗洗手了事儿了，不是。
No.
不是的。
We need to bring people, preach gospel, to bring people to the church as the material for the building up.
带人得救是要把人带到教会里面，使他们成为教会里面被建造的材料。
So this is the corporate. This is the work in the church. This parable.The context is concerning the works of the church, the building up of the church.
所以在这团体的一面，在这里呢是讲到教会建造的工作所说的。
Those who can make the talents are the overcomers, but not individually. Individually, how can we make five? But we must be in the church.
Good.
We can bring, we can make the same amount to the Lord as corporate body.
个人虽然有恩赐，但是个人不能完成，必须在身体里面，在身体里面团体的来这个赚得更多的这个他连得，好使主得着他所要的。
Overcomers, there's also individual aspect.
那第三大点，得胜者个人的一面。
Well, of course, witnesses of the Lord, martyrs.
做见证人，殉道者。
If those who standfast before the Lord and deny himself and testify as a testimony of the Lord in front of the persecution and eventually become martyrs. And as in the early church days, the saints actually become martyrs.
所以这些做主见证是坚定不移的，甚至在逼迫他人面前为主做见证殉道者，正如早期教会历史里面我们所看见的这些。
This is individual.
这是个人的一面，殉道。
If you are martyred, you're killed.
如果你殉道了，因着主受死。
You are the overcomer individually.
你个人就能够成为得胜者。
Number two.
第二。
Overcome the world, the environment, deny self, not loving soul life, no.Idol worshiping.
胜过世界，胜过环境，否认己，不爱惜自己的魂生命，不敬拜偶像。
What is idol worshiping?
什么是拜偶像？
Everything replacing the Lord is an idol.
任何人事物取代了主的，就是偶像。
Whether is your career?
你的职业。
Your family?
家庭。
Your children?
儿女。
Your whatever.
等等的。
That is, if that replaces the Lord in your heart, that is idol worshiping.
如果那件事、那个人、事物取代了你中间主那个地位，那就是拜偶像了。
So individually, it's very difficult.
所以个人真难啊，不容易。
We have to stick together in the church.
要在教会里紧紧的连在一起啊，团体的。
We can become.Overcomers.
我们才能成为得胜者、
Well, number three, individuals who overcome the fall of the fallen churches.
这个人面是胜过属世教会之堕落的个人。
So, even in all today, there are so many denominations. You know, the in Christianity, there are so many millions or even billions.
今天在基督教的各个公会团体里面有许许多的这些团体。
Today and past, I believe they are overcomers.
当然已过和今天，我相信在这里都有得胜者。
Even the Lord says in Revelation 2 and Revelation 3, they are messengers, they are stars.
So
they are overcomers to overcome that current situations.
所以呢，在启示录二章三章里，主在这说也有得胜者，是主手中的那个星哈星星。那他们是胜过他们当时情形的得胜者。
Well, but as I said, that is very hard.
我说过，那很难呢。
Now, let's come to Roman numeral four: how to become overcomers.
好，第四，我们来看到如何成为得胜者。
That will be the key burden of today's message.
这今天信息的重要负担，主要负担在这
儿。Well, I don't have much time, but let's try.
时间不够，好，试试看。
Well, first, number one, take the lamp and prepare the oil in the vessel. Lamp refers to the human spirit, vessel refers to the soul, and the oil refers to the life-giving spirit, that's Holy Spirit. Our soul is transformed and renewed. Then it will be filled with the spirit, that is to grow in life and to be filled with oil.
第一重点，拿着灯，器皿里有油。这里说灯就是人的灵，器皿呢就是人的魂，油呢就是那赐生命的灵，圣灵。那我们的魂经过变化而更新，被充满了灵所充满，就是生命长大而有了油。
Well, in Matthew 25, verses 1 to 11, there's another story everybody is very familiar.
马太福音25章第一到十一节，另外一个故事大家应该都熟而能详的。
Ten virgins.
就是有十个童女嘛。
Five prudent and five foolish.
五个是聪明，五个是愚昧的哈。
Right? So, all the ten went to sleep.
所以这十个童女都睡着了。
When the Lord comes,
主回来
all wake up.
都醒过来。
Five prudent ones, they have their lamp with their vessel, their oils, so the lamp is lightened. You know, so there's light.
五个聪明的不仅有灯啊，灯器皿里还有油，所以主来的时候，这灯是亮着的。
Five foolish ones.
五个愚昧的、
笨的。They thought the Lord will not come that early, and so on. So they sleep without oil in their vessel. So when they wake up, wow, they want to light up the lamp. There's no oil, no light.
好，这五个愚昧的是什么呢？他们哎，主回来的日子迟了，所以他们。灯里有器皿里没有油，主一回来一点，哎呀，点不着，器皿里没油。
Hey, give me some oil. Give me some oil so that I have something that it can light up.
所以愚拙的就跟那聪明说，哎，借给我点油吧，因为这个我灯里没油了，点不着，不亮。
The prudent one said, "Oh, sorry, I have only a little bit. I don't have. Why not you go and buy some oil?"
这个聪明人说，我自己油也不够了，只给这自己油，你好不好自己去买油吧。
Well, they went to buy.
他们想去买油了。
Rush,
很匆匆忙想去买油。
It's too late. There's no.
太迟了。
Nowhere to buy the oil.
找不到地方买油。
The Lord comes.
主就来了。
And those five ones prudent, they have oil, they have light. Oh, the Lord appreciate them.
五个
the five foolish one, nothing in their hand. The Lord said, "You are sloppy and bad servants or virgins, right? So I don't know you. And out in the darkness and gnashing your teeth."
所以在这里呢，五个聪明的，不光灯里器皿有油，所以灯这个是亮着的，主就称许他们。那另外五个愚拙的呢？灯里没油不亮，所以主就说：“你又懒又饿的这些童女啊，你到黑暗里去哀哭切齿吧。”
So, in this parable,
这个比喻
，the lamp refers to our human spirit.
啊，这个灯指着我们人的灵哈。
And the vessel is our soul.
器皿是指的我们的魂。
And the oil refers to the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit.
灵是指的圣灵，赐生命的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is contained in our soul.
所以这个人的灵是在人的魂的里面。
What does it mean?
什么意思？这个
That means actually, our soul must be renewed.
那就是说，不仅我们的灵，我们的魂呢，必须要更新。
The soul used to obey the flesh, our feeling, our desire.
魂总是在这里顺服着我们的肉体，我们的情欲。
But the Lord's salvation is not to cast down your soul, but transform your old man, your soul, to be enlivened, to be completely transformed, to contain the oil.
所以啊，神的那个救恩不是把魂撇下，而是要这个魂，我们的这个旧人呢，要更新变化。
Transform our soul.Our concept, our taste, our ideology, everything need to be conformed to the Lord, to the Spirit.
所以呢，就是叫我们的魂呢，我们的心思、想法、意念，甚至我们的梦想等等，全部照着灵而被更新变化。
When the Lord in, well, I think John 20:22.And when he had said this, he breathed into them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
所以，《约翰福音》二十章二十节，当他在这里复活了以后，就对他们吹了口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
When the disciples gathered, the Lord breathed a breath to them. That is the life-giving Spirit to them. When they receive, they have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit within them.As the oil comes in within them.
所以在约翰福音二十章二十四节，当主吹了那口气，就是人的灵里面接受了圣灵进到他们的灵里，接受到他们的灵里面了。他们就在这里得着这个油了。
From then on, there's a transformation of the soul.
所以这个灯里有油之后呢，就是灵里有油之后，还要借着变化我们的魂，就是。
We need to turn to that spirit and obey the spirit, and our soul and our mind, our concept will be transformed according to the filling of the spirit.
所以我们需要在这里啊，转到灵里，顺从那灵，让我们这个心思里面的啊，我们的想法、意念等等呢，被那灵来变化。
Romans 12:2.And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, and that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect.
所以在这里，罗马书十二章二节，不要模仿这世代，反而借着心思的更新和变化，使你们能够验证所谓和那个纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
Ephesians 4:23, and that you.Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
你看以弗所的四章二十三节，所以你们要在心思的灵里得以更新。
So, to gain the oil, to gain the oil is to transform our soul.
所以要得着油，买油就是什么？要在魂里被变化。
According to the feeling of the Holy Spirit within us.
那你就是要跟随那个纳灵在你灵里的那个感觉。
That is the growth of life.
那个就是生命的不是
长大。
生命的长大。
How we grow in life?
我们怎么在生命里长大
?The more we obey the Spirit within us, the more we grow, the more oil we have.
我们越顺从里面的灵，我们就越长大，越被变化。
Okay, number two.How to prepare the oil in the vessel? We need to pay a price to buy it.
第二重点，如何使器皿里面有油呢？要花代价买油。
Okay, this is a very important point.
很重要的一点
了。I'll read this Zechariah 4:2-3. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see that there is a lampstand all of gold with its bowl on top of it and its seven lamps upon it with seven pipes for each of the lamps on top of it. And there are two olive trees beside it, one to the right of the bowl and one to the left."
所以撒加利亚四章二节，他向我说：“你看见什么吗？”我说：“我看见了一个灯台，就是全是金的，顶上有油碗，灯台上有七灯，顶上的七灯各有七个管子，在这边有两棵橄榄树，一边在油碗的右边，一棵在油碗的左边。”
These two trees actually they're produce olive, well, they symbolize the oil.Feed through the pipes to the lamps.
所以灯牌两棵橄榄树，橄榄树产生油，表征圣灵供应给这个金管呢，供应给这个灯台。
It's very important. The oil comes from these two pipes, from two olive trees.
很重要啊，油从哪来？从这两棵橄榄树来的。
Read the following.
好，下面。
The two olive trees here represent Zerubbabel and Joshua, typifying.The kingship and priesthood of Christ. That is, we need to pay a price to enter into the kingship of Christ, to honor him as king and totally submit to him. Also, we need to enter into the priesthood of Christ, serving God and bringing people into God through him in the church. Hence, we must remain in the church life, then we can buy oil, all the self-efforts.
这里就读了这两棵橄榄树代表所罗巴伯和约书亚，就预表基督的君王职分与祭司职分，也就是要花代价进入基督的君王职分，就是以基督为王完全的顺服，并且进入基督的祭司职分，那就是侍奉神，并借着他在召会中把人带到神面前。也就是说呢，我们必须留在召会生活中才能买到油啊，自己一切的努力是没有用的。
The first point is referring to our individual.
第一个讲到个人啊。
Our experience, subjective experience.
是我们客观的经历。
Obeying the spirit within us.
要顺服我们里面的那个灵。
So that our soul can be transformed.
好使魂得变化。
But here, this is very important point.
但这个点很重要。
We have to buy the oil.
要买油。
Pay a price.
那就是要付代价。
To buy oil.
才能买油啊。
How?
怎么付代价？
With this story, we see that two trees.
这个故事又看见两棵树了。
Zerubbabel and Joshua.
所罗巴伯和约书亚。
Zerubbabel represents the kingship of Christ.
所罗巴伯代表基督的君王职分。
Joshua represents priesthood of Christ.
约书亚代表基督的祭司职分。
We want to buy oil?
要买油吗？
Have to go through these two aspects.
要借着这两面才能买到油啊。
One is take Christ as our king. Fully submit to him. Fully be one with Christ.
一个就是要接受基督的君王之分，向他完全顺服、降服，完全与他是一。
He has a total authority over us.
他在我们身上有完全绝对的权柄。
Number two.
第二
，the priesthood of Christ.
基督的祭司职分。
It's not a single priest, but
不是一个哈，是职分团体的。
是。God desires everyone to be priest to serve God.
神要人人都做祭司侍奉他。
How to serve him?
那我们怎么侍奉他呢？
Is to serve through Christ in the church to bring people to God. That is serving God.
乃是要在教会生活里服侍基督啊，把基督服侍给人，把人带到神面前。
To bring yourself to God，
自己先要到神面前。
That is to serve God。
那就是要服侍神，你知道吗？侍立在神面前。
To bring the saints beside you to God，
还要把你身边的圣徒也一起带到神面前。
Not through you，
不是带到你啊。
Through Christ，
那要借着基督。
We are vessels，
我们只是器皿。
We are instrument of。
我们是基督的凭借。
We want to be one with Christ to bring the people besides us to God.
但是我们要却要与基督是一，把我们身边的人带到基督里面。
Through Christ in the church.
乃是借着基督，并且再造会里面。
So that there is a priesthood there.
所以在这里呢，就有了祭司的职分。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is the price you pay.
这就是你要付的代价。
Fully submit to Christ.
完全顺服基督。
Fully serve in the church.
在教会里完全服侍，尽职服侍。
Bring people to God.
把人带到神面前。
Then you have oil.
你就有油了。
The oil go through.
油
the lamp.
进到灯台这里了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This desire requires price.
这需要我们要付代价。
And therefore, I would say this is the very crucial point. How we have oil, how we buy oil in ourselves.
这个
to be the overcomers.
讲到重点了，我们怎么样付买付代价买油而成为得胜者。
Amen.
Amen.
Number three.
第三
Put on spiritual armament to be God's warrior. Individuals cannot put it on.Only in the body we can put it on.
穿戴属灵的军装，做神的战士，不是个人能穿上，乃是在身体里才能穿上的。
Ephesians 6:13-18.
以弗所书4:6-13节
describes what are the spiritual armament.
讲到这属灵的军装。
I think I don't have time to read all, but you.We read many times. I think we will read again. And this putting on the spiritual armament is not individual matter, but corporate matter.
没时间读这个经节了，你们读哈。你要看见穿上属灵军装不是个人的，乃是团体的一件事。
Never think I can put on all this helmet of salvation, everything.To be an individual soldier fighting for God's interest.
不要以为你一个人就能穿上所有的军装、头盔，一直到这个鞋子，你就能够是个人能单打独斗的战士。
Satan, come, pay.
撒旦来就啪给他一拳，
Go.
不见了。
Casualty.
这胖一下不是他死，是你阵亡了，完了。
It's not individually, but corporately.
不是个人，乃是团体的。
In the church, we all together.
在教会里都在来在一起。
Put on the God's
一起
spiritual armament.
穿上神属灵的军装。
And we become God's army.
我们就成为神的军队。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We can stand for God's interest and fight for Him.
我们能够为着神的权益站住，为他征战。
Shame the enemy.
使撒旦蒙羞。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's a corporate matter.
这是一件团体的事啊，所以我们看见
，the corporate the overcomers are really is a matter of corporate body。
所以得胜完全是身体的一件事。
In the church
是在教会里的。
Stand on Jerusalem, and we will reach Zion。
站在耶路撒冷，达到锡安。
Individually
个人的
，we want to climb。
我们
very, very hard.
要爬那个是很难的。
I would, I think I can say for you, but for me,
不能说你们说自己了。
I think almost no hope.
我自己里面是没盼望的。
I fail and fail.
我就失败了，再失败。
And this time, maybe a little bit, happy very short time. 10 minutes later, bang.
现在很高兴，十分之后胖就不见了。
May the Lord impress us.
愿主给我们有一个深刻的印象。
Keep us in the church life.
求他保守我们在教会生活里。
Without the church life, almost, I would say almost, very little chance we can become overcomers.
要是没有教会生活，我说几乎是。很少少有机会，根本几乎不可能成为得胜者。
Praise the Lord！
但是赞美主啊
！See many saints today here。
看你今天很多圣徒在这里。
We connect with one another。
彼此连接在一起了。
We admonish one another。
彼此劝勉。
We cherish one another。
彼此鼓励。
We We cooperate with one another.
彼此配合。
We may overcome.
好，叫我们得胜。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
If we are individually,
如果是个人单独的话
，each time we're defeated.
很容易被击败。
We're down.
或者下沉。
Oh, sorry. I fail again, Lord.
啊，又主啊，又失败了。
And lost our confidence altogether.
完全失去了信心。
Praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
Well, indeed, the time clicks very fast. Well, I think number five,
第五大点,
the reward of the overcomers.
得胜者的奖赏。
Well, he said, put on white garments and qualify the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
有白衣穿上并有份羔羊的婚宴。
The verse you will read.
经节自己读。
There are two white garments in the Bible. The first one is the Christ that we receive becomes our righteousness objectively.
圣经有两件白衣，第一件是我们所接受的基督在客观方面做我们的义。
If we want to participate in the wedding banquets, we have to have two white garments.
要有份婚宴，要必须有两件白衣哈。
One is objective.
一个是客观的
righteousness of God,
神的义。
That is when we believe in God, believe in Lord Jesus, His redemptive blood to shed to cleanse us, and we have objective righteousness.
第一件就是当我们信神、信基督的时候，基督就成为我们客观的义。
We need to have the second white garment.
第二件白衣呢
？That is subjective righteousness.
就是主观的义了。
The second white garment is the approvedness for our acceptance, signifying Christ, the Christ whom we live out as our subjective righteousness that is required for the wedding feast in the kingdom described in Matthew 22:1-14.
那第二件白衣就是为我们所蒙许的称许。就是表明呢，基督就是我们所活出的这个基督，在主观方面做了我们的义，使我们能够进这个国度的婚宴。
To live out Christ，
那就是我们要活出基督。
That is the very subjective righteousness of God。
这就是神主观的义。
Number two, to be co-king, having authority with the Lord，
与主一同作王掌权。
Amen。Roman numeral six，
第六大点。
Concerning the Lord's coming,
主来临的时候
we'll just read and no time to speak.
就读过了，不说。
Rapture of the overcomers during the Lord's second coming.
基督来临时，得胜者的被体在大灾难前。
Before the great tribulation. Well, that's before that three and a half years.
对，三年半前那个大灾难啊。
The martyred overcoming saints of past generations are resurrected and raptured to the thrones of God.
历代殉道的得胜者，复活被提到神的宝座前。
Those who died before.
在之前过世了。
And the second type, the first ripe overcoming believers living in this age are raptured.To the heavenly Mount Zion.
第二就是今世还活着的出头的得胜者要被提到天上的锡安山。
144,000.
144,000.
It's a corporate, but that represent someone who are pure, not defiled, who are living at the time when the Lord comes.
那代表在一般团体的得胜者，他们是不受玷污的，是在主回来的时候还活着的。
Number three, the rest of the overcoming saints in this age are raptured to Christ's presence.
还有今世其他活着的得胜者要被提到基督的面前。
Particularly, the Matthew, there are two on the field working, one taken out, one left, and also two women making the meal, one taken, one left. So one being taken are those. They were raptured.At the Lord's coming, when the Lord before the three and a half years.
马太十四章四十节，两人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个；女人在两个，取去一个，撇下一个。被取去的就是这得胜的啊。
Roman numeral seven, rapture of the overcomers during the Lord's second coming. That is the judgment before judgment seat and the wedding feast of the Lamb that is after the great tribulation.
那就当基督来临时，得胜者的背提，基督审判台前的审判，羔羊的婚宴，那就在大灾难之后的。
So it's before the tribulation, the Lord's coming. So those in the past resurrected, and all those overcoming as a group, and also some, you know, be raptured. And this is after 3.5 years. They're also, this is the majority of the saints who died in the previous generation are raised up, including those martyred in the Great Tribulation.
所以灾前背提有三类，第一就是历代殉道死去的得胜，一个是出熟的果子，第三个就是还活着的背提的得胜者。在灾后呢，就是这里还有历代大体的圣徒和大灾难的殉道者。
All the saints died before the Lord's, after that three and a half years, they all resurrected. Okay.
3.5年后殉道或死的都要复活。
And also.Number two, majority of the living saints living in this age are raptured to meet with the Lord in the air. The majority of God's harvest becomes ripe and is reaped.
所以这是灾后大体的得胜者，今世活着大体圣徒被到空中与主相遇，那大体的庄稼要熟透被收割。
Those who survive the great tribulation will rise up.
经过大灾难的那个时候要被提起啊被。
Then the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以灾后就要到基督的审判台前。
So they're resurrected, then receive a judgment from the judgment seat.
复活之后要在审判基督审判台前受审判。
So not everyone qualifies.
不够资格的。
The Lord will judge.
主要审判他们。
It's not we judge. Hey, we think, oh, this is overcomer, but the Lord said no.The Lord will judge.
是乃是主要来做这个审判。
All the believers, now and past, will rise up and receive the judgment.
所有信徒都在这里要被提接受审判。
Those who pass the Lord's judgment, will the Lord will say, "Come in to enjoy the feast."
所以经过审判，蒙主称许的主会说来。进到婚宴里。
Those who not pass the judgment, the Lord says, "Sorry, I don't know you."
审判不过的主说，我不认识你。
The doors closed.
门关了。
Where do these ones go?
那这些人去哪儿
？In the darkness.
去到黑暗里。
In the darkness, they're resurrected.
他们是复活了。
What?Not participating in the wedding for 1,000 years.
却一千年不能有份婚宴。
There's somewhere in the heavens, but that is dark without Lord.
在某个地方是黑暗的，没主的地方。
And they're weeping and repenting and gnashing their teeth.
他们在那哀哭、懊悔、咬牙切齿。
After the 1,000 years, then.The New Jerusalem comes. They all pass.
那要经过一千年，他们才过关。那时候新耶路撒冷来，才进到新耶路撒冷。
So those who overcome in the present age before they pass away, they are enjoying the wedding feast with the Lord.
所以今世得胜者被主称许的，能够享受婚宴。
Those who fail in this age when you live.Then you will suffer for 1,000 years.
今世哈，在这里失败啊，没有盟主称许的，要受一千年的那个苦。
The present age, how much time we can live?
今世人活多久啊
？You know the longevity of human is 100 years.
一百年。
120 years.
120年。
You know, when do you say? When are you saved? You know, I don't know how many years you have to train yourself to get oil to prepare as an overcomers. Not too long.
所以你得救之后有多久能够预备好成为得胜者？我们不知道。
But if we do not have oil to be prepared for the Lord's coming, then we don't pass the judgment. There will be 1,000 years of darkness.Awaiting for us to learn all the lessons again, we fail today.
所以今世 如果不买油，不成为得胜者，那就要到千年国度里面重新学习，在黑暗重新学习所要的功课。
I'm close to 70 years old now.
将近七十，古莱西。
I don't know when the Lord comes. The Lord, we all know the Lord comes soon, right?
不知道主何时要来。
I don't think you young people will have my feeling today.
不知道年轻人有没有我同样的感觉。
I may not have time to see the Lord's coming.
我或许没有时间能等到主活着看主回来了。
This afternoon we're going to the memorial meeting of dear brother Joseph Wang.
今天下午我们要到王正弟兄，我们亲爱弟兄的安息聚会去。
He lived almost 90 years.
他活了将近九十年。
Well, if I can live that long, I have 20 years more.
那如果能活再九十年，还有二十年可活。
Can I make it in 20 years?
二十年能成吗？
Oh Lord!
Oh 主啊！
I'm afraid.
我真害怕，恐惧战惊。
Oh Lord Jesus!
主耶稣啊！
I can't waste my time now.
我没有时间可以浪费了。
Oh dear Lord!
主啊！
I hope the Lord impress each every one of us.
我盼望主叫在座每一位都有印象。
For the young people,
年轻人啊，
you may have a chance to see the Lord's coming.
你很有可能看见主的再来啊，活着。
You want to be the ones who are raptured?
你愿意做这些被提的人吗？
Or you are the ones who Lord says, "Sorry, I don't know you."
或者你是那些主说我不认识你的人。
So there's.Saints, young people,
亲爱的青少年啊
，prepare yourself.
要预备自己
，forsake these perverted generations.
要撇弃这个弯曲悖谬的世代。
Let's purify our heart.
让我们洁净我们的心。
To be one with the Lord.
与主是一。
To desire to be overcomers.
渴望成为得胜者。
To bring the Lord's coming.
把主带回来。
This is a challenge to all the young people.
这是对所有青年人的挑战。
We all need to encourage one another.
我们与彼此鼓励。
We have hope.
我们有盼望。
Don't think we are so low.
不要以为我们是这么的低下。
So long as we are in Jerusalem.
只要我们在耶路撒冷。
In the recovered church.
在主恢复的召会里。
Faithfully serve the Lord.
忠心的服侍主。
Bring the saints.To the Lord,
把圣徒们带到主面前
，Loving the Lord,
活主
，Love His presence,
爱慕主的同在。
Oh, dear saints, we have hope.
我们就有盼望。
Just a little bit step further,
只是稍微高那么一点儿
，We can stand on Mount Zion,
站在锡安山上
，To be appreciated by the Lord,
由主所称许。